I'm Pierre Lumumba here at Kibenda Tea Estate in Kiambu County in the Republic of Kenya. And today we talk about a great man, a humble man, a wise man, Julius Kambarage Nyerere of Tanzania. When history is written of African greats, Mwalimu, as he was fondly known, will stand out. Stand out because he was humility personified. When he was asked at one time, "Are you a politician?" he said, "I'm a reluctant politician. All I ever wanted to be was to be a teacher. But I found myself in this space and I have to fight to liberate my country." It was at that time that he was in the forefront of the creation of Tanganyika African National Union, TANU. And it was at a time when Tanganyika at that time was a trust territory of the British, because Tanganyika had been a territory of the Germans. And he was in the forefront and struggled, and of course he had his compatriots who were in the struggle at that time. People like Rashid Kawawa, the younger Oscar Kambona, and others. And what is instructive is that when the wave of independence had started and Tanganyika was going to regain our independence first in 1962, Mwalimu Nyerere talked to Jomo Kenyatta of Kenya and to Apollo Milton Obote of Uganda and Kabaka Mutesa and told them, "I'm prepared to delay the independence of Tanganyika so that we can come together and gain independence at one country." Kenyatta refused, Obote refused, and of course, he proceeded with Tanganyika becoming independent. And a year later, when they met in Addis Ababa, and one only has to read his speech on that day, in May of the year 1963, he said, "We come here not to remind ourselves of how important unity is. Unity is important. And we Africans must unite." Of course, at that time, unlike Nkrumah, he took the view that it should be a little gradual, but he apologized later in 1997. But he was a person who believed in building a nation. And this is how you see when we talk about his legacy for unity. In 1964, jointly with Sheikh Abeid Karume, they created what is now Tanzania, with him as the president and Karume as the vice president after the Zanzibar Revolution. And he told Karume, "We are uniting here to show that even in East Africa, we must create one country." And he told Karume, "Remember, there is nothing called Tanzania. There is nobody called Tanzanian. It is our duty to create that person." And that is how he started on the task of creating a Tanzanian. He said, first of all of us are brothers. That is why Tanzanians call themselves Ndugu. He told Tanzanians, that is how he became famous as Mwalimu, moving from one part of Tanzania to the other and telling them, "We must use Kiswahili because there are 136 languages in Tanzania." And today, Tanzania is the only country in the continent of Africa united by one language, Kiswahili. Tanzania is the only country in Africa where you are born in Mwanza and you go to Mbeya and become a member of parliament. People do not look at your tribe. The only country in Africa. And when in 1967 he came with Ujamaa, he said, "We must have a system where people are in villages so that we can industrialize." He, of course, was undermined by the West. They did all manner of things because they said, if he succeeds, he's going to be a bad example to the other people. But it continued. And he took the view that the party must be strong. And today, as I speak, CCM Chama cha Mapinduzi, which was created in 1977 with the merger of TANU and Afro Shirazi, is one of the strongest parties in Africa with an ideology. He believed in order and in institutions. And this is the other thing that Mwalimu Nyerere was famous for. Remember, Nyerere left office when he was just slightly over 63 years. And he said, a good dancer must know when to leave the stage and allow others to lead. And he said, you are not successful until your successor succeeds. When he left in 1985, he said, I'm going to ensure and I wish that I'm able to leave at least under two presidents while I'm alive. I'll step aside, then step down. And he did, and allowed Mwinyi to come in. And after Mwinyi, he allowed Mkapa to come in. He all the time he was telling Jakaya Mrisho Kikwete, wait, wait, your time will come. Then, of course, John Joseph Pombe Magufuli, and we know the story. This is a man who believed in the party. And I remember in 1995, when he was talking about the president that they needed at that time when corruption had taken root in Tanzania, he said, we need a president who will do three things. One, a president who will unite Tanganyika. A president who will not talk about tribe and religion. That is the president that we need. We need a president who will fight corruption. A president who will serve the nation. We need a president who is humble, who knows that the state house is a holy place. He said in Kiswahili, Ikulu ni mahali patakatifu. The state house is a holy place. When you go there, your duty is to serve the nation. That is Nyerere for you. He knew that Tanzania had to industrialize, but to industrialize through agricultural production. Today, when we see Tanzania beginning to move in food sufficiency, this year, the year 2024, Tanzania is food sufficient at 128%. One of the few countries in Africa that is food sufficient because of the foundation that Mwalimu Julius Kambarage Nyerere laid. The party succession is strong. Leader handing over the baton from one generation to the other. He was a Pan-Africanist. That is why the Pan-African Freedom Movement Organization created by the OAU was headquartered in Dar es Salaam. There is not a single African leader in the southern region who did not seek refuge in Tanzania because he said, this is your home during the struggle. Eduardo Mondlane, Mozambique, Samora Machel, Robert Gabriel Mugabe, all of them were housed there, and houses and schools were built for them in Dar es Salaam. Uganda, Yoweri Kaguta Museveni were housed there. He was a Pan-Africanist who believed in African unity. He believed in East African community, and that is why he was one of the pioneers. He regretted, however, that he did not agree with Nkrumah. On the 6th day of March, the year 1997, when he was invited to Accra, Ghana, to talk on the occasion of the 40th anniversary of Ghana's independence, he said, Nkrumah was right, we were wrong. We should have united Africa immediately. And he reminded his audience that we never talk about a particular meeting, the meeting in 1965 in Accra, Ghana, when Nkrumah thought that there would be unity. And he told his audience, when I moved out of that meeting, I heard some president saying, we are happy. If we unite, we will cease being presidents and ministers and all these things. But he said, we did our part. We drove away the colonialists. We know they are still here under the neo-colonial project, but we are saying that it's the duty of the next generation to fight to ensure that we have total independence. But he was not only an African. He was also part of the non-aligned movement. When the non-aligned movement had been created with Joseph Broz Tito, with Jawaharlal Nehru, and of course Kwame Nkrumah and President Sukarno of Indonesia, the younger generation who participated in strengthening the non-aligned movement was, of course, Julius Kambarage Nyerere. And that is why he was the recipient of the Jawaharlal Nehru Award by the Indian government, because he was a believer in non-alignment, and he called it non-aligned but positively neutral. And that is why he said, we are not just going to look to the West for development. I'm going to go to China. I'm going to go to Russia. I'm going to go to Sweden. I'm going to India. Because what Tanzania and Africa needs are partners who are genuine. He was also a globalist. That is why when he resigned, he became the chairman of South-South movement, where he was one of the pioneers, was talking about ensuring the transfer of technology moved from the north to the south. This is a man who was a great man. He was also an intellectual and a lover of the Kiswahili language, and believed in the promotion of the Kiswahili language as a unifying language. People do not remember this, but he is the only man ever to have translated Shakespeare into Kiswahili. Julius Caesar, he translated as Julius Caesari, and of course the Merchant of Venice as Mabepari wa Venisi. So he was also an intellectual who believed that if you are a leader, you must be a leader who writes and educates the people. He was selfless. He was not corrupt. You know, when Mwalimu left office, him and Kaunda, the Western world wanted to find out if they had any money kept anywhere in the West. Of Kaunda, he had in his account the equivalent of 8,000 United States dollars after being in power for 24 years. Of Nyerere, he had only two houses, one in Dar es Salaam and a small one in Butiama, and it is the Tanzanian army that built for him a slightly bigger office. This is greatness personified. This is selflessness personified. This is Pan-Africanism personified. Julius Kambarage Nyerere is a person who is in the pantheon of the greatest African leaders who ever lived. And one of his greatest regrets, when he became a peacemaker, remember, he also, after he left office, he tried to be one of the peacemakers in Burundi. He tried to make peace between Burundi and Rwanda. He was one of the people who tried to make peace between the Democratic Republic of Congo and Rwanda. He was one of the peacemakers between the warring parties during the Angolan Civil War. He's one of the people who tried to put Holden Robeito, Agostino Neto, and Jonas Malheiro Savimbi together. He was one of the people who ensured that the southern part of South Africa was liberated. And if you talk about him fondly, in those parts of the world, they understand. The Zimbabweans know him, the Mozambicans know him, the Namibians know him, the Angolans know him, the South Africans know him, because he was a leader who gave all for purposes of their liberation. And ultimately, he was also a teacher. A teacher who moved around the country and created a culture of humility amongst his people. So that today, when you talk about who is a Tanzanian, the thing that comes to you, a Tanzanian is a humble man. Even when a police officer in Tanzania wants to arrest you, they say, I request to arrest you. That is Julius Kambarage Nyerere, the man from the Zanaki people in Butiama, a great man indeed. And indeed, history does remember him fondly. It is not known. He was a Catholic. And as I speak to you now, there is a process of making him Saint Nyerere of the Catholic Church. The continent of Africa is a continent that remains attractive. That is why we must continue to discuss her and her people. But we say goodbye, knowing as we do that we'll come back again to continue the discussion and the conversation. Thank you and goodbye.